I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dori DiCarlo, and you are here on Word of Mom Radio and the Mompreneur Model Show. And I'm excited to be sharing my friend Lima Boyd. I had the opportunity to meet Lima along with Robert Smith and this remarkable journey that they've all created together. And we've talked about the Kindness Walk 2018. I've shared all kinds of things about it, but I also shared the Duple Poops when I went out to Las Vegas for their puppet show. And I want to introduce you to their creator, Lima Boyd. And I'm just going to go right in and go, Lima, welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Dori. I'm excited to be here today.
Well, okay, so tell everybody what the Duple Poops are.
Duple Poops are sock puppets that are made from colorful fuzzy socks with a specially designed mouthpiece and bright colored hair, braids, ears, tongues, depending on what type of puppet it is. We currently have boys, girls, dogs, and aliens. We anticipate adding different styles of Duple Poops next year. Why are they called Duple Poops and not just puppets? Because kids like things that are not normal. It's just fun.
So what makes them different from other puppets that you can order from a store or on a catalog or something?
Well, our puppets were designed to be more than just a toy. Our logo and theme is Duple Poops, puppets with a purpose. Obviously, they've been created to allow a child to be as creative as he or she wants to be using their imagination, but we want them to take the creativity to another level. We want to encourage children to have lots of fun with their puppets, but we want them to do more than that. We want them to name the puppet and write a story about their puppet. We want the story to be about something positive in their life and something important to them. It can be about family, friendship, kindness, dreams, sharing, having fun. I think you get the idea. Parents and teachers can help younger kids write down their words, but we want it to be their thoughts and sentences. Even tiny kids can be really imaginative. And so the words don't need to be spelled correctly. We'll have an editor available to proofread the work, just like any other author. We are a new business, just getting started. When we have enough stories emailed to us, we're going to start an e-story club. We will upload the stories, categorize them by age, 4 to 8, 9 to 13, 14 to 18-year-olds. So kids from kindergarten through high school will be encouraged to write. They'll be able to download stories for a nominal amount, like a dollar or two. When enough stories have been downloaded, we're going to be sending out royalty checks to the kids. Checks might be tiny, like $5 or $10, but I'm sure they'll be excited. But each child is not going to just receive one check. They're going to receive two checks. One is for themselves, and one's for a charity they choose to support. We want to always be encouraging children to do intentional acts of kindness. Then what we're going to do is take 52 of these stories next year and actually make them into a hardbound book and add artwork to it. We'll have an illustrator that will add to their story. And then we'll present it to the child at their school. And if it's local, we'll come present it. And if not, we'll send it to the principal to have it presented either to them at an assembly or in a classroom. So how's that for promoting literacy and entrepreneurship for our children?
I love that. And you know, is there a way for schools, an entire school, to get involved in something like this?
Of course. We'd love to have school involvement. If teachers or principals want to contact me, I can send them some puppets. Here's a couple recent examples of what we just did in the last month. We had a principal request 6 puppets, one for each grade level. The puppets were going to become the new grade level mascot.
Oh.
The kids are going to have a contest to name them, and then they would all write stories and send them to us. Another school asked us to come to the school craft fair when we would bring in supplies and the kids could buy and build their own puppet at the fair. Having a puppet or puppets in the classroom can be a fantastic tool, too, to motivate a child to write and give the teacher an idea for the writing topic for the day. Sometimes kids just don't want to write. And another thing that happened on the kindness walk, which I'll share a little bit more, is we came across a very, very poor community. And we were in a restaurant, and the restaurant owner asked us to come back with puppets for the children, which would bring the entire community out for a workshop because it's that small and that poor, and everyone shows up because there's nothing else to do. And so in that whole little community is probably less than 30 children who are very, who really could use, you know, just something fun to do and something special. And so that's something I'm looking forward to probably in the springtime.
I love that. You know, we've talked about the Duple Poops. My son and his wife are recreation directors in a nursing home, and hopefully we're going to be doing something in the spring because they're very active in their community. And I love the idea of the Duple Poops and not only the kids but the seniors that are in the nursing home being part of this, and hopefully the kids creating some stories with the seniors as they create these puppets to be able to contribute to the different stories that might need to.
And what we're finding over the last 6 months or so is everyone loves Duple Poops. Doesn't matter if they're 2 or 90, you know, they bring a smile to their faces. So.
Okay, well, I will say as somebody who has a Duple Poop, they're the cutest thing. And it's so funny because when I had told my son, you know, when I had asked my son, you know, as I was getting involved with you guys and you know, bless their hearts, they'll always placate me and do something that I suggest. And then he came to the office because you shipped us a case of them to be able to get the buzzwords started and stuff. When he saw them, he was like, oh, my gosh, Mommy, they're like the cutest thing. He's walking around the office. He's got a little puppet on his hand. He was like, oh, my God, we're going to love this. And it was so funny to see my 29-year-old son with his little sock puppet on with his little Duple Poop. And he's just, they really, you're right, 2 to 92, it's immaterial. It is like bubbles. They're going to make you smile because they're just so cute. I have to ask you, what started you creating these? What was the start for you?
Well, I have a business partner that's pretty creative, and he actually made similar puppets a lot of years ago. And a lot of puppet pieces have been in storage. And so I kept coming across these, and I said, what are we going to do with these? And he says, I don't know, maybe we'll bring them out someday. And so, you know, and another 6 months or so goes by, and, you know, I'm still coming across these puppet parts. And I said, what are we doing with these? He says, I don't want to make puppets anymore. He said, do you want to? And I said, yes. So we brought them out and changed the style, changed the, you found new fuzzy socks, and just basically changed the whole, you know, just revamped it and gave it a whole new look and created the Duple Poops. And so I've been To begin with, I was just making a few duple poops here and there. But in the last 6 months or so, I've made, 1,200 duple poops. And I'll go into that more in a little bit. But I, in what we've done with the kindness walk, we've delivered and probably 800 duple poops to people we've come across or for special requests. And so they're just really touching a lot of people. So
I want to say, and I want people to understand this, when Lima is talking about how she made 1,200 puppets, she's literally talking that she made 1,200 puppets.
Yes, and I can't do assembly line. I can't just put the mouths on and put the noses on and put the hair on. I have to, each one, I go, okay, you're going to have shorter hair. You're going to have longer hair. You need a colored eyes. And, I'll touch their noses and pat their heads when I'm done with them. And I'll move on to the next one because I just can't, they're all, each one is special to me.
But I'm serious. I really want to reiterate this, that each one of these is a unique puppet that she is making. This is not an assembly line of you can get 50 of the exact same puppet. I mean, I'm hopefully the day will come, that the duple poops, because they are that special and that sweet. But I think part of what makes them special and sweet is each one of them is completely unique. Is their own, and they have their own personalities. I'm serious. I can't explain until you see them that, I was playing with somebody and like hers was more of a valley girl and I was like the hippie puppet. And, right? We were just having so much fun. And I have to be honest.
I picked up one out of the box the other day and I'm going, why are you angry? There was one that just had a funny mouth, and she looked angry, and I'm thinking, you are a grumpy girl. And, so there's going to be a market for the grumpy girl, too, because, just you look at the grumpy bears from Care Bear, we have grumpy days. And so
I'm serious. Why are you grumpy? I'm laughing because you had to see the two of us playing, and I have to say that both of us are grandmothers. And we're playing with these, like I said, it's like bubbles. I don't care how old you are. It just brings you back to being a kid and having fun. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, thank our fabulous sponsors who make Word of Mom Radio possible, and then we will be back here with Lima Boyd and more about the duple poops.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
I gave my soldier his orders for the day. He hated them, but he marched off with the sunrise. He fought more battles than anyone could ever know. He lost some, but he knew he could win the war. His faith waned over time, but he continued to give it his best. Some days the battle excited him. Some days he'd scream and get physical with me before he got out the door. The mental and physical pain will stay with him for life. School can be tough for a 9-year-old.
This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you that bullying comes in many forms and can be directed at anyone, by anyone. At No Such Thing as a Bully, we are committed to making the world a better place by educating parents, teachers, coworkers, and maybe even you to be aware of bully actions and victim responses. For more information on how to change the dynamics of difficult bullying situations, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And we are back on Word of Mom Radio. This is Dori DiCarlo, and I am here with Lima Boyd, and we are talking duple poops. And if you missed the first part of this show and you're just tuning in, duple poops are puppets with a purpose. And, I'm sorry, but their first purpose is just making people smile because they are so much fun. But as you have gotten involved in different things, we've talked about schools. Have you approached youth groups to do this, to create their puppets and make their stories?
Yes. I have actually started sending out information to the local Girl Scout groups, but Girl Scouts,
aww,
Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, because most of them have to do some writing for some badge. I know the younger Girl Scouts used to even have a puppet badge, but I don't know if they still do anymore. Church youth groups, camps, after-school programs, they would all have fun with duple poops. And not just youth groups, but as Dori mentioned, seniors. Just a way to just touch somebody's heart. So puppets can also be ordered in kit form. Puppets do need to be assembled with the low-temp glue gun. And this is where a lot of the camps and the school groups, youth groups, can really enjoy it, is because they'll make their own. And children of all ages, you know, do need help if they've never used a glue gun before. So we encourage older children to help younger children to help younger children in different service projects as well. So an entire youth groups would be encouraged to write stories and submit them to us.
So much fun. How can people find out more about the duple poops?
They can go to our website, which is www.doopalpoops.com. Again, that's www.doopalpoops. And you'll see plenty of fuzzy faces. And so kits can be ordered online or for me directly over the phone. I'd be happy to talk to anybody over the phone to give them more information or ideas. And the kits come with enough materials to make two. And so what we want to encourage is to have the kids share a puppet. So we say make a puppet, give a puppet, because we always want to promote intentional acts of kindness.
And speaking of intentional acts of kindness, let's talk about the Kindness Walk 2018 and what you and Robert and Rob accomplished over this last month.
Yes, we were, duple poops were just part of the Kindness Walk. And you can go to the kindnesswalk.org for more information or to see photos, to go to Instagram, the Kindness Walk 2018, to see most of the photos from the trip. We haven't updated the website yet. We wanted to give duple poops to children and seniors along the walk. So I had plenty of duple poops available, and I kept making runs to get more duple poops. Robert F. Smith, who is completely blind and 50 years old, and he's been blind since birth, walked from Long Beach, California to Las Vegas, a walk of over 400 miles, over 1 million steps. And we were and we still are raising funds for a service dog for a nonverbal autistic 10-year-old boy with diabetes and has seizures. We're getting very close. We've raised over $11,000 so far. We have approximately...
People don't realize. I have to break in here really quickly. I'm sorry, but people don't realize how expensive service dogs are. And I have shared the donation page on our Word of Mom site, on my homepage, on our safety bags and stadium bags, who are sponsors not only of Word of Mom Radio, but were there for part of the walk. and everything else. And, you know, this is so important. And this is, I know, the first of what is going to become something really remarkable. And I have to say, I was there at the finish line. I flew back out to Nevada. I flew out to California to meet with everybody before the Kindness Walk began. And then I came out to Vegas the last 3 days and was meeting up with everybody in the morning, and then was there at the finish line at the Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign. What a remarkable accomplishment, because not only was it Robert, it was Rob, who is in his 60s and just had surgery, who walked alongside, and then Lima was there for what, the last 100 miles or so?
I was there the last 10 days, but I was not walking a lot with him. I was a support driver and would do the computer work, but I was there. I was off work to do whatever needed to be done, because I'm going to be having some surgery, so I couldn't walk 15 to 18 miles a day like everybody else. And they did. They walked 15 to 20 miles every day. And
they walked from
days.
California. Yeah, they walked from California, Long Beach, California, to Nevada without one step on a highway.
Yeah,
so that 290, it's 292 miles driving it, because I've driven it, but it's 400 and something when you are not using highways. They walked across Death Valley.
Because they walked across Death Valley. They went to a key city over a mountain, because you couldn't get to it without going on a highway unless you went through the mountains. So they went up and around and back down to, which is very nice. It was very beautiful up in the mountains. But you don't normally go, you're in the desert to the mountains, to the desert. So they had a very long journey, very successful journey, touched a lot of hearts, men, a lot of amazing people have a lot of amazing stories. And so we were showing support to our veterans and, you know, encouraging others with special needs that they can do what they want to do. They just have to keep dreaming and keep moving towards their goals. And we gave 400 puppets away to children and adults along the way that just needed a smile.
So, you know what's so remarkable? It is such a remarkable accomplishment. And I can't even tell you how exciting it is to see something like this, because you know what? People talk about wanting to do something, and then something always gets in the way. You know, and so you get involved and blah, 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 and then it doesn't happen.
No,
and you get
always
discouraged.
Tomorrow. It's
exactly.
Tomorrow, and then tomorrow, and then tomorrow, and then it never happens.
You know, and to not only have something, this is such a remarkable accomplishment, and I know that it is the first of many, you know, because, and it's so sad because people are so skeptical. Let's face it, Lima. And again, you know, tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, and then all of a sudden it gets shoved under the carpet, and you know, 5 years later, somebody's like, hey, I thought you were going to do this thing. Whatever happened with that? And they're on to something else. What Robert and Rob and you and everybody involved has accomplished here, and the difference that it has made, the momentum that it is going to gain, and this is part of what Word of Mom Radio is trying to help with, is just to keep people talking about this, because now it's over. You know, and it's so easy with everything else going on for people to forget. As quickly as they hear about it, that's how fast they can forget about it. And we can't let that happen, because this is too important. And I love the fact that the Duple Poops, you know, went along that journey, and over 400 of them were given out to people along the way to really punctuate what this kindness walk was all about, and to get people excited, because believe me, when you do this next year, and you know, we're starting to talk about Kindness Walk 2019, more people are going to start joining and walking along.
Yes.
I really, you know.
We're gonna decide in the next couple of weeks where the 2019 is going to be. The two places we're thinking of is the Forrest Gump Walk in Alabama, or the a walk from Dollywood to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, I personally would shoot for the Forrest Gump one first, because I know their anniversary is coming up, and I bet that it would create a tremendous amount of buzz. And then I love the idea of, you know, Dollywood to the you know, through Nashville, because, again, gorgeous walk, beautiful part of the country, and part of the country
need to
make
smiles. If we do that, I'm going to need to make some country doople poops.
That's exactly
those cowboy hats.
Both with some flashy hair and some cute little hats. Oh, my gosh, I'm thinking how cute a Dollywood duple poop would look. You know, we're going to be doing something special for our listeners, because we're starting to wrap up the show over here. So, Tracy, we're fleshing it out, because we want, you know, Lima in her generous heart and everybody, they want to give away some of the duple poops to our listeners. And we're actually still fleshing out how we're going to do it. So, Tracy, our producer, is going to let you know exactly what you'll have to do to get involved in this contest to be able to win a duple poop. And you know what? I'm going to encourage those of you who take part in this contest and do win a duple poop, bring it to your child's school. Bring it to your job. Bring it some, you know, share them. Let people know about them. Get them involved. Because what a wonderful way for kids to be able to express their creativity, for families to be able to create their own puppet and a story behind it. You know, I love the fact that they are puppets with a purpose. You know, each one of us has such a special, unique way in this world to make our mark, and the duple poops are just doing it one sock puppet at a time. Just, I'm sitting here playing with my hand like it's my little puppet, because they're so much fun. They really are. And so, Lima, please, again, let everyone know how to get in touch with you and how to be able to get involved.
All right. If someone is interested in buying duple poops, they can go online to our website again, www.duplepoops.com. They can email me at info@duplepoops.com or call me at 714-313-4102. Again, that's info@duplepoops.com is the email. Phone is 714-313-4102. And puppets are, normal price of a puppet is $15. But if you call in and place an order after the radio show, I will discount it to $12. Puppet kits can be ordered for $25, and that's enough materials to make two puppets, two different styles of puppets.
So fun. And again, you spell duple poops, DOOPALPOOPS. So do pal poops. Lima, thank you so much for sharing. I am so excited to know you, to be sharing part of this journey with you, with everything that you guys are doing with the duple poops and the kindness walk and raising awareness and making a difference, because everybody needs to smile. So,
well, thank you. Thank you very much for the invitation to be on your show, Dori. I have enjoyed meeting you. I've enjoyed your involvement with us. And I love the fact that you love my duple poops.
Oh, I totally do. I can't wait till my grandson's old enough to play with one. I play with one at him, and he just squeals. I'll have to take some video and send it to you. I can't wait, because I haven't seen him for 2 weeks, and I can't wait for him to be in the office and let him get to play with, you know, me play with his the puppet for him, because he's still too little to have one himself. It's going right in his mouth, and he's going to eat an eye.
Well, it's really tough to get off those eyeballs, but, you know, we don't recommend them for babies.
Well, you know,
I've, I've tried to get off an eyeball when I can't get it on quite right, and they're stuck pretty good.
That's good to know. And I'm serious. Go to Duple Poops. Go see them. You will love these puppets. They're so much fun. And Lima, again, I thank you so much for being here. For all of you tuning into Word of Mom Radio, thanks so much for listening. Go out and create a marvelous you, and Tracy will be here letting you know exactly how to keep taking advantage of these fabulous offers. So for everybody, thanks for tuning in, and bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening to today's Mompreneur Model Show. Always so great to have Dory back in the hosting chair. We are so excited to be sharing the Duple Poops and the Kindness Walk and all the great stuff that's happening. And as Dory mentioned, we will be giving away some Duple Poops. There will be some information on the blog post connected with this show with the details on how you can enter the contest. And please check out their website, doopalpoops.com, and for information on how you can get your own Duple Poops, for information on how you can adopt them and give them away, for information on how you can submit a story about yourself and your Duple Poop and possibly have that published. And of course, the contest for naming one of the Duple Poops. And they will be putting up photos with the new names once the new names are chosen. So these are all wonderful ways for you to get involved and enjoy your own incredible Duple Poops. And I can't believe I've just said Duple Poops like 6 times in the last minute and a half. Anyway, on behalf of Dory DiCarlo and myself, I would like to remind you to please be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. And we will close out today's show with the Smith Sisters bluegrass song, She Is You.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
Sure of herself, yeah, she takes care of biz, powerful and strong. Yeah, she knows who she is, has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you,
she is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
Adds value and hope, has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you.